The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, we are breaking down one of our biggest down in the DMs. This is Candace and Davis. So she hit me up because her man is going to this woman, Savannah's page.
Oh.
Liking everything, commenting the woman looks good. Here's how that down in the DM went.
My friend saw his new page, told me about it. So I started going through it to see what he was doing. He keeps making comments on this chick Savannah's pictures. All I want to know is who this Savannah is, because she posts a photo and David goes right away, drops a smiley emoji, even told her she looked pretty last week.
We even found out later on in the DM, Candace told us that David had a secret social media account.
Well, not a secret page.
Yes, yes. So there are lessons to be learned in today's Down in the DM breakdown, including for us.
Yes,
okay?
For us as well.
So did it go down?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so let's get into this Down in the DM breakdown. We're talking about Candace, who hit me up because she suspects her boyfriend David is talking to a woman named Savannah on social media. So I'm pretending to be Savannah, right? And I'm like, David, what's up? What's up? Here's how it went. Here's how the Down in the DM went.
Actually, I just started my page, so you're one of the only friends I have.
How can you be new to Facebook? I thought everyone had a Facebook page.
Well, I did have a page, but my ex-girlfriend is kind of weird, so I've been off for about a year.
And right there, the red flags start flying. Hold on. My ex-girlfriend. So, of course, I kind of break character a little bit because my mind is just racing. And I ask David, what's your ex-girlfriend's name?
Her name is Candace.
I knew this woman is crazy.
Who is this?
David, my name is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show. And your ex-girlfriend, Candace, convinced us to call you.
What the f*** is going on?
Candace, you're going to have to say something.
David, you promised that it was us forever, and you won't even answer my email. Oh. You changed your number. I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? It's been almost a year.
The poor guy at the end of the Down of the DM, we were like, look, because she hung up. I hung up on her. We kept him on the line and we're encouraging him to date. And he's like, I don't even want to date anymore.
Yeah, dude, he was done with it, bro. Women.
I mean, at a certain point, even men have to like get the police involved so they can have some kind of restraining order, because obviously this woman
She's
is willing to do whatever she can to get next to him.
She's a stalker. She used us to call him because he'd blocked her in every way he could think of.
I will say that was a good, pretty smart on her part, though.
No, it's conniving. It's evil. Call the police, man. Press charges on this woman. All right, so line two, who is this?
Dana, baby, it's your girl, Taylor.
Girl.
It went down in the DM, and I reached through the phone and snatched Candace by the back of her hair.
Thank you.
When she got loud with y'all, I swear to you.
I'm like, why are you talking to us like that, ma'am?
Because she knew that she was using y'all to stalk this guy.
Creepy. That's creepy.
That is creepy. He need a restraining order on her. Because if you would call the radio station to have them call, you would do any less to get old to this man. And I feel so bad.
You know who I feel bad for? I feel bad. I feel bad for Savannah. Yeah. she's not even an innocent person in this.
Hey, Savannah better act like she's from Georgia and put that foot up that.
For real, girl.
Okay, y'all. I just had to call y'all.
I love you. Bye. We're giggling and everything, but automatic, you made a good point. Restraining order, like Taylor said, this could get serious. It's been over a year. She's still obsessing over a man who ended a relationship. You know, the same advice for a man as I would give a woman: call the police, start documenting her obsessive behavior. It could turn into something ugly.
Women are just as capable of hurting someone as men are.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
100%.
Get a restraining order if you need to, but don't stop listening to the Dana Cortez Show.
Call Savannah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
January 14th here on the Dana Cortez Show, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got some really big birthdays today. The first birthday we have is Slick Rick the Ruler.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow.
Pioneer in hip-hop.
Really is one of the best MCs of the 80s, and Snoop Dogg always says that he was his inspiration.
I always think of Slick Rick as one of the original storytellers of hip-hop.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. And the other big birthday we have is LL Cool J.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Put suckers in beer.
Let's just establish, without LL Cool J, there is no Drake.
You're right. Absolutely.
No, I see that. It goes like LL Cool J, Nelly, Aubrey. That's how I feel.
I mean, yeah, basically it is that way. That they took a certain lane, and then Drake just took it and just quadrupled it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, now we're going to 2003, because on this day, Nas goes platinum with Godson.
B, boys and girls, listen up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust.
You know I'm not a Nas fan, but this is a great album. It really is, and some great songs on there.
Well, he had three hit singles from this album. He had Made You Look, Get Down, and of course this one, I Can. And it was one of the most critically acclaimed Nas albums, and if you know anything about Nas, he's got some really good albums.
Man, my favorite song on this project, too, is a remix of Made You Look with Ludacris.
Oh,
big, yeah.
Big moment for hip-hop.
And now, today in 2012, Schoolboy Q releases his second studio album, Habits and Contradictions. Life for me is just f***ing rules. You the block to you when your name is Q. Am I overfaded? This album had guest appearances from J-Rock, Jhené Aiko, Currency, Dom Kennedy, Absol, and of course Kendrick Lamar. But can you guys tell me where this sample is from on Hands on the Wheel?
No.
From Kid Cudi, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Got it. Can I just say, I feel like Schoolboy Q doesn't get the credit he deserves. He makes great music, and he's just a genuinely good person.
He gets the credit he deserves on my recently played. I love this album, and I still, to this day, whenever I'm having a bad day, I'll listen to the song with him and Kendrick Lamar called Blessed.
Yes.
And, oh, that gets me through it. I love this song. I love this project.
And last on this day in 2014, Macklemore beats Kendrick Lamar for best rap album at the Grammys. $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a
cover. This is being awesome. Big mistake by the Grammys.
Well, Macklemore thought it was a mistake as well, because he actually texted Kendrick Lamar, "I thought you should have won."
And then threw up the screenshots, and he shouldn't have done that either.
Yeah, it was a wild day in Twitter when that happened. I'll never
forget. I remember that.
And that's the same Grammys where Kendrick Lamar crushed it with performing with Imagine Dragons. So yeah, K-Dot got robbed that year, but Macklemore is still a great artist.
Yeah, I mean, The Heist was a good album, but it wasn't Good Kid, Mad City. Sorry.
All right, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Don't forget, you can catch DJ Automatic's Music Facts at this time every Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You are listening to the Dana Cortez Show, and it's about time we dim the lights a little bit, get a little naughty, and get a little role play on. All right, to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. We go over what you may have missed inside the Dana Cortez Show. And today, let's go to our WTF story, which were me, Otto, and Dana take three stories from around the world that make you say, what the... And just, you know, explain to you what went down. And we traveled to Arkansas, where a waitress was tipped over $4,000, but then was fired because she didn't share any of that tip with her coworkers.
Oh.
So, like I was saying, it's time for a little role play. So, DJ Automatic.
Who am I playing?
You are going to be the manager.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Now, let's say I am the back cook, right?
Okay.
We worked hard over that meal.
Okay.
And I say, hey, this waitress is going to keep all that money? And we don't get nothing?
And my reply is, yeah, she got the tip. Were we sharing tips before?
No, but I'm the one who prepped the whole meal. What do you mean?
I mean, that'd be nice and all of her to kick you down some money, but at the end of the day, it's up to her. Because, I mean, were we sharing tips before? No, I'm sorry. And,
okay.
I will say, I'm not role-playing right now. I have been in this position before. I owned a nightclub.
Let's cut the thing real fast. Yes, let's cut the thing. You said it's on her.
It's on her.
That's beautiful right there. Because right, she has on her to take care of the coworkers.
Yeah,
right?
If she wants to take care of them, she can. And I was in the situation before where waitress made a bunch of money and got a huge tip. And the other waitresses and security and everybody's like, is she going to, you know, she got to give some? I'm like, you better ask her. Don't ask me. I mean, were we sharing tips before? No. So
damn,
I'm sorry.
Yo, waitresses, take care of the cooks. Take care of the back of the house.
I think, you know, coming from the restaurant industry, I think she should take care of her coworkers. But does she have to? No.
Has a guy who worked at a pizza parlor who I really just
was a cook.
Well, cook is strong. I was a salad guy. But, you know, hey, I'm fighting for the back of the house. Take care of the back of the house is what I'm saying. The homegirl's doing okay. She went on to start a GoFundMe and raise over $10,000. So, ha, plot
she
twist
won.
On you.
She won twice.
Y'all have a beautiful weekend. Don't forget, the Dana Cortez Show podcast is available on all digital streaming platforms. We love you. Appreciate you.